Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Last week, I had the great honor of being in Arizona to help lead a group of high performers in a corporation, a skincare company called Rodan & Fields. I was asked to come out and to work with this team of really high performers to help them get even more inspired, even more jazzed, even more on fire about what they're doing, not only in work, but in their lives. It was such an incredible honor. And I sat with my good friend, Iris Thompson, who brought me out to Arizona, to Scottsdale. We sat at lunch one day, the first day, by this gorgeous brook and this beautiful restaurant. And she looked at me and smiled with her infectious smile and said, "How about this life? How about this life?" She said, "Isn't that a great question?" She had heard that question from a friend of hers. And I sat with it, and I've been sitting with it. I find it to be just a brilliant question that we can use anytime, in any situation, to remind us of the brilliance of being alive, of the brilliant and privilege of being awake and alive in this moment in time. I am such an optimist. I'm realizing that more and more. I wanna fall on the side of optimism always, on what good can come out of this situation. How can I make the most of this experience, even if it sucks, right? Because there are those times. But to sit with this question, how about this life? Boy, I've been asking myself that question several times a day, and I'm finding myself smiling more as I ask it. We can do it all day long, even if it's we're in traffic, when we're looking out at the beautiful blue sky or night sky or in somebody else's eyes, or as we look at the roses outside our door or the spring blossoms or the rain. It doesn't matter. This is such a privilege that we have to be alive and awake at this time in history. How about this life? So I'm posing that question to you all this week. I've been kind of coming at you all with the hell yeahs and the non-negotiables and all of these different gateways to waking up, to checking out life from different perspectives. I'm making this stuff up, guys, as I go along, as I continue to lean into my own life. And, I'm not here to give advice. I'm really just offering up what seems to be working for me at this moment. And so I hope that you take it with that in mind. This is all just possibilities. We're just checking out possibilities. And why the hell not? Why not continue to lean in and look around and check things out from different perspectives? Because you just don't know what may just light you on fire today. How about this life? I love, love, love this question. And so we sat there, brookside at this beautiful resort, eating this gorgeous lunch in this sunny Arizona day, and we drank it in, and we smiled, and we kept repeating it all weekend long, and it was so fantastic. Things don't always work out. I recognize that. We have things in life and things that we have to do and situations that we've got to deal with and sickness and unexpected circumstances. But this is your life. This is it. One thing I love, Pema Chodron says, she's a meditation teacher. She says it's all raw material for waking up. Every moment, no matter whether it's beautiful or horrible, it's raw material. It is the rawness of life that wakes us up, that direct experience of what's happening in the moment. Instead of trying to push everything away or avoid or mute because it may be too much to handle, why not just show up and experience it in its fullness, in its glory, in its tragedy, in whatever it is. And I recognize that when we experience trauma in our lives, that we do have survival mechanisms so that we're not experiencing things fully. So please, trust me that I'm not talking about, the extremes, but everyday life, to show up and to recognize, how about this life? I'm staring outside of my closet window, looking at the blossoms and the green grass and the people walking by my home and the birds flying by, and just this miraculous, wonderful, brilliant, whimsical experience that we have every day. How about this life? So maybe drop that into your consciousness this week. Drop it in and see what happens. For me, this question, like so many other of these koans or these paradoxical questions or these open-ended questions, they're interrupters. They're interrupting my habitual patterns and conditions. They're helping me to get out of my own way, to help me shift beyond the shoulds, the can'ts, the wants, the have-nots, and the haves. Interrupting our patterns. I talked about it a few weeks ago in the episode called Jumping Patterns. Interrupting what's not working in our lives. And these questions like this can help us do that. The statements like it's all raw material for waking up, or as Tara Brach, another wonderful meditation teacher, reminds us in this simple saying, this too. This too. Okay, this too, crying child, this too. This too, I just dropped my keys, I just dropped my phone in the toilet, whatever, this too. These are interrupters to remind us that we are in this life, fully alive, this moment. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Because we don't know what's going to come next. We have no idea. So how about this life? I am going to encourage you to drop it into your consciousness this week. You can set a reminder, a bell on your phone, a couple times a day, just to ring and to remind you to ask the question, how about this life? So what happens when you do ask the question? Let's talk about that. When you ask the question, you're interrupting these patterns like I talked about. And so what do you do once you've interrupted the pattern? Well, great opportunity to be mindful. Being mindful simply means to pay attention on purpose, right here, right now, to what's happening, without pushing away, without grasping, without trying to make it any different. So when you ask the question, how about this life, pause and notice. Notice this moment, right? One of the practices I write about, I talk about in my app. Notice this moment. Notice colors. Let's get into our sensations. So do this right now, if you would, with me. Pause and notice. Let's go to visual. What do you see? Colors, textures, light, darkness. Spaciousness, closeness. What do you see? You don't have to name it. In fact, don't name it. Just look, recognize, allow all of the different play, the play of the visual experience, allow it to just rise and fall in your awareness. What do you hear? What's around you? Is it a hum? Do you hear a beeping? Birds singing, a highway, or nothing. Maybe there's just silence. Maybe you just notice your breath. You hear your breath, hear the wind. Do you smell anything? Maybe there's a lack of smell. That's something too. Notice. Is there a taste in your mouth? Or lack of taste? How does the clothing on your skin feel? Soft, rough, tight, loose? How does your body feel right now? Are you seated? Are you standing? Are your shoulders tense? Can you let them go? How's your facial muscles? Your feet beneath you? All of this noticing is mindfulness training, mental strength training. So what better way to practice mindfulness than to ask this brilliant question? How about this life? How about it? I am here. I'm standing. I'm in the game. And I'm so incredibly privileged to have this health, this wealth that so many of us have. So that is it. This week, I ask you, drop it in. Ask yourself, say it out loud. How about this life? It'll help you wake up, show up, shift out of your busy mind, get out of your shoulds and have-nots and wants and can'ts, and just to stand in the center of this brilliant moment of your incredibly precious life. Thank you all. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for this opportunity. I love doing this, and I hope that you are getting a little bit of juice every week. If you do, then I am one happy camper. Have a fantastic day.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.